Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Morning, welcome back to Go the Distance Radio. This lead pastor Rusty Thomas, Life Point Church again here this morning. Glad to be with you today and carrying on with our Breaking the Mold and talking about traditions and those kind of things and putting things in perspective. What small step of obedience in our life can we respond to today? Did you know that one step in obedience could change the direct trajectory of your life? Hebrews chapter 11, 32 through 40, it just goes on and talks about lots of folks that by faith were following the Lord, and they were saying things like this about them, and what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, about David, Samuel, and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fire of the flames, escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle, routed foreign armies, women receiving back their dead, raising to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain even a better resurrection. Some faced jurors and floggings and even chains and imprisonments. And they were put to death by the stoning, and they were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in desert mounds, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Verse 39. That's what he said. Yet none of them received what had been promised. Having strong faith doesn't guarantee success. Muslims put faith in the Quran and Muhammad. The Buddhist put faith in graven images. The humanist puts faith in himself. The religious man puts faith in his works. The materialist puts faith in his wealth. But a true spiritual life of faith is only as good as its object. The scripture says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I pray that God will bless you today as we put faith in Jesus and we watch it change the trajectory of our life. Let's pray today. God, I love you and I thank you and I praise you for this blessed day. Be with each one of those that are driving today, that are going to their places of business. Guide them, give them strength to be obedient to your word today. It's in your name we pray. Amen.